So, Patsy, Mark English, he's back in action shortly at this Diamond League meet in Rome. He'll head into this one off the back of that brilliant one in Shanghai, Patsy.
Yes, he will, and he did run, of course, in Rabat, over the weekend, and didn't have a good run, but he pretty much let it go when he seen he wasn't going to make an impact. But tonight at Rome, this is a big Diamond League meet, and serious field once again, as indeed are all the Diamond League meets. You know, they're all world class races and quality and so on. So, yes, action tonight in Rome, and that's a real iconic track and set up. So that's exciting.
It was a brilliant race back in Shanghai when he won that race. In comparison to that race tonight, what kind of field is Mark going to be facing in Rome compared to Shanghai, do you think?
Well, pretty much the same, pretty much the same. It's Brazier runs this time. He's a world medalist. So, he didn't run in Shanghai. So, look, we'll have to wait and see. But, they're all top class athletes and world class athletes. So, as I say, just to reiterate really that Diamond League meets are, our top stuff. Now, it's interesting to note that Mark's victory in the Diamond League in China, he's the only Irishman ever to win a Diamond League meet. So that gives you an indication of the quality of the race. No other Irish athlete has ever won a Diamond League meet. So that was something special as well.
And Mark's done really well, with a couple of wins in the Diamond League. He's now built himself to a stage where he's going to be a genuine contender every time he steps on the track in a Diamond League meet. And that win in Shanghai will only give him more confidence to go and do that in every race he goes into.
Absolutely. And, that race, as I say, in China really just indicated really that his experience, when you watch back at the race and 20-30 metres out, you wouldn't have given a tuppence for him getting that victory. But, he just experienced, kept working at it, worked through the bodies really, and got through like the eye of a needle really to get there. So, no. Great confidence booster for him in that race, and indeed a record on the night, a track record, so that was valuable as well.
So what's a realistic expectation for the race this evening? I suppose another strong performance would tell us a lot ahead of the World Championships coming up, so that'll be what he's aiming for, another strong outing.
He would need another, see, these races are all that quality, and this year his big target is the European Championships in Birmingham. So all this these quality races are setting them up for another possible a shot at a medal at a major championships, namely the European Championships on this occasion this season. So that's it. And of course, towards the end of the season in Budapest, the ultimate World Championships are on, where the top-ranked athletes in the world are invited. So he's ranked fourth at the moment in the 800 metres in the world. So in that journey towards the ultimate championships in Budapest towards the end of the season. So he's right up there.
Good stuff, Patsy. We'll have a look at some other athletes. We'll go back to last night, actually. Summer Leckie and Arlene Crossan, two Finn Valley athletes. They were both in action last night at the World Athletics Continental Challenge Tour in Granada. Leckie in the high jump, Crossan in the 400 metres. How did that go for those two local athletes?
Well, it was the opening season meet for Summer. She cleared 179, which is encouraging enough, Obviously, she would like to go 180 plus. She had a go at 182. Didn't happen for her there, but she's on the road and she's there and she's chasing a good competition. So that's a big positive indicator. Now, so I would say she'd be reasonably happy with last night. 179 is as good as any Irish athlete has done this season. And as I say, it's a season opener, and it gives her a bit of a pep up now to move on. Arlene, of course, she was in the 400 metres. She did a PB, 53.11. That's her fastest lifetime best ever. So she's in good shape. Now, I would imagine she'd be looking for faster. She needs to run faster. She knows this. Her coach, Shauna Carlin, know this, but she would need to try and hope to get down to 52 odd. So but she will. And, you know, 53.11, a personal best. So that's a good performance as well.
And just finally, Patsy, another local athlete in action tonight, Roisin Flanagan. She's in action in the USA, is that right?
She is indeed. She's in St. Louis tonight in the Hoka Festival of Miles. It's a meet with all miles, you know, for young athletes and international athletes and so on. So she's there, and then she's on the road again. Then after tonight, she's on the way up to Boston for 1500 meters. So she's hoping to come home then to run the Ulster Senior Championships in a couple of weeks' time. So hoping to make the Commonwealth Games. So let's see what happens. But tonight it's all about a mile. You know, she's got a PB for a mile of about 4:40. So we'll keep a wee eye on that tonight.
Good stuff, Patsy. We'll all be keeping a wee eye on it, and hopefully you'll be back with some more good news for us from the world of local athletics. All right, thanks for joining us.
That's great. Thanks, Mark. Thank you.